Bonehead.
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 It's time for Boneheads.
Yeah, okay, so... No, 640, tough question today. We have so many bonehead possibilities for nominees, but we don't know which one should be it. So, a half hour ago, we talked about Eric, who tossed his mattress off his third floor balcony in his house and smashed a plate glass closet window,
the door.
And then the other nominee was a guy who decided he wanted to take a picture of himself in his army gear. He's in the army, proud of it. So he did it on July 4th, walked through Macy's in a mall with an AR-15 and Kevlar and full ammo.
Oh, God.
Scared the living hell out of people. So we figure those are good nominees right there. However, the Shea Nation has suggested that we nominate this guy who went swimming in a place where they had huge alligators, and he was warned not to go in.
I asked him, please do not go swimming. There's a bigger alligator out here. Just please stay out of the water. And the next thing I know, this girl is screaming, and alligators got him, and alligators got him.
And just before he went in, you know, a number of people told him not to go swimming. He said, F the alligators.
Well.
F the alligators. Well, he's dead now.
Those are famous last words, right?
Yeah, he did not live more than a couple of minutes.
No.
We can't make him a bonehead nominee. Because
he's dead, man.
Yeah, yeah. Bonehead nominees have to be alive.
Yeah.
So we can laugh at them.
So they can enjoy
being a bonehead.
The embarrassment.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
But what a fool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Don't swear at an alligator.
You know, they don't like it.
No,
they don't.
They'll get back at you.
Well, you'd think they'd have thick skin.
Now, here's one. Eric knows what this is like because we had him prepare for a marathon. Getting ready for a 10K marathon, that's a lot of work. And then to actually run the marathon, that is a lot of work.
Yes.
Here's a guy who screwed himself out of winning.
It was the Atlanta 10K race, and this guy has got it in the bag. He's in first place. He's coming down to the home stretch, and he stops to shoot fingers at the crowd as he's going by. Hey, good to see you. His name's Ben Payne, and he was in a whole lot of pain as soon as Scott Overall came from behind, ran right through the line, and took it from him at the last second.
Oh, no.
I'm going to finger bang you. Bang, bang.
Yeah. What a way to go.
I saw the video of that. It's hilarious.
Jeez. Oh, just the look at his face after. Oh.
That's a real bonehead right there.
Yeah. Classic tortoise in the hair.
Yeah.
That's
funny. And then what about the people who moved into the right by the marsh in Canada?
Oh, yes.
And I heard about it on your rant there, right?
Yes, about the mosquitoes are harassing them. So, and they signed the petition. They want the city to get rid of them to deal with those, big bully mosquitoes.
Stupid humans.
Yeah, I think that's kind of boneheaded because, it's you move next to a pig farm and you complain about the smell.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have to know where you're moving to, right?
Move just right beside a golf course, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow. Golf balls are coming into my yard.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, they're boneheads for sure.
Totally.
The entire community.
Absolutely.
Canada Lakes area.
Doc and Woody, every weekday morning, 5:30 to 9, Shea 106.